Not going to be in this. Okay, Rosé. Couple of things. Daniel Shainabas, Yeshua Falk. Okay, so tonight, those that are joining us, the Kriyas HaMegillah by Rachmiel Rothberger, Davening Marav and Kriyas HaMegillah at 7:45 in this space medrash. 7:45, those that can make it, we're all invited to be here at 7:45. And Purim Day, the different Megillah readings are on the schedule, so you could avail yourselves whatever Megillah reading you want at any time you want. Bez Hashem, I plan Bez Hashem to be home tomorrow, so anytime you want to, if you'd like to stop by, you're welcome to stop by. If anyone still doesn't have a Suda, you should let me know. If anyone is here for Shabbos that needs a Suda, you should let me know. So what we'll do today is going to at least start it off. We'll finish this whole packet today. Maybe we can finish it on Sunday. But this packet, Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Simcha, and then we'll do Chumash for the last half hour. Then we'll daven Mincha. Zman Mincha is about 1:35 or something like that.
Yeah, 1:34.
1:34.
Yeah, Ruben.
Okay. Dav Mincha, and then Sunday we'll have Shir, either some Chazorah or if we'll do this, you should come on Sunday. We should have Shir at 11:30 to 12:30 on Sunday. Stay there, and the Bechina will be Monday, but it could be that it'll be Monday in the afternoon. I'll give the people sign up with Simon and Max and make a sign up sheet. Maybe they'll sign up today. So we'll have it feel like. I'm not sure what time I'm going to get back from the. There's a bris. Jake Frankel had a baby boy. Having a bris. So I guess we can sign up between 1:30 and 2:30. Maybe even earlier than that. Now, 1 and 2:30. This way, and then Tuesday, Bez Hashem, we should start the new sugyas on Hayah Machanecha Kadosh.
Monday.
Okay. Okay. If there's any problems, you let me know. Okay. The pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Hayomim. Asher nochu b'hem ha-Yehudim ha-Yedeyim ha-Chodesh v'asher nebach lehem yogam l'simcha me'evel yom tov asos asom yimei mishto v'simcha m'shloach monos yishu yeyu matonos l'avyonu. So it's interesting that it mentions it from the perspective of the Chodesh, right? In other words, it's mashma that the whole Chodesh, it's a Chodesh that was Nepach from Yogan L'Simcha. So we have to understand that concept. In contrast to the same idea, in Hosea on page 3, it says, Vishbati kol misoso, chaga chodsha v'shabata. It also speaks about, in the time of Tisha B'Av, of Korban, so we stop all simcha, all celebrations, so he uses the word also chodsha. So, which could mean the celebrations of Rosh Chodesh, but it also could mean the concept of the whole month, sadness of the whole month. And we know the famous Yerushalmi, I mentioned last night when I was giving the Shir Tinek, that the Yerushalmi says that if a person is going away and he doesn't have a Megillah, so, and he's not going to be there for Purim, so he's going on the road, so says the Yerushalmi, Tani on page 4, Tani b'shem Reb Nosson, kol ha-chodesh kosher l'kriyas ha-megillah. That the whole month is kosher for kriyas ha-megillah. In other words, not just Purim. You could start on Rosh Chodesh already. We'll see. You can't, maybe after the Tesvav, it's too late. It's already Lo Yavor. But it's mashma that it's a din in the whole month. Because it's a din that the whole month is a zman of Simcha. Right? The whole month is a zman of Simcha. So therefore it says, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Tani b'shem Rabbi Nosson, kol ha-chodesh kosher l'kriyas ha-megillah. Ma tam ha-chodesh ha-shenem bach lahem miyogam l'simcha. U'merachel v'ad ad as, u'v'var ad chamish asar. But you can't, in other words, after chamish asar, it's too late. Lo yavor. It's too late. Because it says lo yavor. So you can't do it past that time.
Right.
And that's part of Shulchan Aruch. Look in Shulchan Aruch on page 5. Look at Shulchan Aruch on page 5. What does it say? Chacham Farish b'yam v'yotzei b'shayara v'eino motzi megillah l'holi chimo. Right? He doesn't have a megillah, so he's going on the trip. V'ena b'shloshasa v'shneimasa v'chadasa b'lo bracha. ואם אפשר להמתין היום לא יש אומר שקורא אפילו מתחיל עשה חודש אגב הכי נעל מי הוא הזדם לו אחר כך מגילה but if he gets a Megillah later then he shouldn't rely that he read on the first of the month the second of the month if he gets a Megillah later then he should what? On Purim, he would say Hallel. So that's a question. I mean, the Meiri, that's the Meiri Shita, that if you don't have a Megillah, you say Hallel. Not everyone agrees with the Meiri. According to the Meiri, the question is, maybe according to the Meiri, it's a possibility.
Rabbi, the way you cut the knife,
yeah. Okay, we'll see. Very good. So now take a look in the Gemara and Tainus. So there is a very famous Gemara. We're all familiar with this Gemara on Tainus on Chavtesa Meralef Chavtesa Lino to Chavtesa Vidreis. And so let's take a look. Vichenichnas Av Matim Tiv Amar Rav Yehuda Berei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Vishmei the Rav Mishem Mishenichnas Av Matim B'Simcha Kach Mishenichnas Odar marbim b'simcha. And just like mishenichnas alma matim b'simcha, kach mishenichnas other marbim b'simcha. And then let's continue on Chof Tessa Mabez. Amar Papa hilkach bar Yisrael v'isle dina b'hade nochri. If a Jew has some type of court case with a non-Jew, nishtamit minei ba'av, he shouldn't do it during Av. Why? Dereya mazle, it's a bad mazle. V'limtzi nafshei ba'odar, the bari mazle, and you should try to do it in other. So that's when you have the good mazle. Okay. Now, so there's a famous Rashi. There's a world famous Rashi. The Rosh Shiva Zatzal, Rav Goldman Zatzal, always like to speak about this Rashi. So there are two famous kashas on this Inyan. Number one is the Rashi. I mean, Nishenichtas Odar. He made Nisim Hayu Yisrael Purim Pesach. So what is it? Nishenichtas Odar. Why are you mentioning Pesach? Right, but he's just.
Maybe it's a
bad
connection.
You start learning the halachas of Pesach. Yeah, but in other words, you would think Mishenichtas Adar, you say you may nisim hayu Yisrael Purim, or the connection to Pesach. I mean, okay, you're right. We dafka pick on the Sheni because we want the two geulas to be somach lo zeh lazeh. But it's a question, and we'll have to see. You know what's the pshat in that? Why Purim or Pesach? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. But I didn't put it in the packet, Rabbi Brom. You know why I didn't put it in the packet? I'll tell you why. It's in the packet, but it's not in the packet. That the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't bring it down by Adar. In other words, the din of Mishenichtas Adar Marbim B'Simcha is not quoted in the Rambam, it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's why I didn't put it in the packet. By the way, put in the packet. It's in the book. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch in Tisha B'Av. Mishenichtas Av V'Matim B'Simcha, and Mishenichtas Av V'Matim B'Simcha is also quoted in the Rambam. So if you take a look, Hassan Sofer asked this question. Take a look on page 10. See the new Hassan Sofers, So if you look here in page 10, in the Shut Chasam Sofer, Or Chaim, Chemak Aleph, Sim Kuf Samach. So it says, he's writing a tshuva to Talmidei HaRav HaAvrei HaMufla, Moreno HaRav Baruch, Neiro HaYoyer. Yofa Nisora al Hashmotas HaRambam. He says, you said well, why did the Rambam leave it out? And for that reason, the Shulchan Aruch also. So apparently this fellow, this Baruch fellow, said a pshat. So he said, you were right, that's a good kasha. But your pshat is not so good. So I'll tell you a good pshat. He says, Ela shalo pirish yofeh, v'ani afarish. Okay. So let's see what the... And it's also interesting, it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham brings it down. But not the Mechaber, even though the Mechaber brings it down in Tisha B'Av. Okay, I'll show you the Magen Avraham. Where's the Magen Avraham? What page? Page 9. So page 9, the Magen Avraham in Tuf Resh Pei Vav Sif Cotton Hay. Says the Magen Avraham, Shenichtas Adar Marbin Mesimcha Sheish No Din and Makam Yishpot Adar. And then once we're looking at it, you should look at the other part of the Magen Avraham. It is a famous thing, he says. Yicholim b'nei ir l'sakim b'askomu v'cheir malayim ala boy machreim lasos purim b'yom shenasa bo nes. Now, let's say a nes happened in the city, the chveis, like the prayer Shua, there was a fire and they were all saved from the fire. They can make a takana in this kehila that we're having a purim every year on Chav Gimel Shvat or whatever it is. That's the famous Maram al Shakar. Meaning, we'll say that you have to have a Suda and you have to. I don't know if it means. You won't say Tachanun. It'll be a festive day. We'll take a walk from work. We'll have a Suda together. But they point out that it's only. If it's one community, like Rav Shefter pointed out, there's somebody wants to make a thing for the whole Klal Yisrael, you know, like, I'll give you an example. Rav Shefter, I think, gave this example. The example is what? Chabad. They have Yutes Kislev, right, and they have all the other dates that they have. So it's not exactly the same, because Yitzchak Kislev was when the Alter Rebbe was what, freed from jail. So it's not something, but it's considered like a yontif, right, in the community. Okay, so that's this halacha. But Rav Shachter pointed out, if it's going to be all of Klal Yisrael, then it's going to be a shayla of Bal Tosef, and then So that's what Rav Shechter discussed from the Kol Mavaser, and that requires its own discussion. But a kehila, they can make a cherem, meaning that everyone has to participate, and if you don't, you're in cherem. And who says this? This is what? Who does this? Maram al Shakar. No, right? You remember him? Right? Who is he? He's the one who says over what? The Gonim. Right? Where is it quoted, this Maram al Shakar that we had before? What? It's in the Shach in Hilchos Mila in Yoredeya, when he says, what's considered Seis HaKochavim. Should we take a look at the Chasam Sofer and see what he says? Take a look at the Chasam Sofer. What page? Yeah, page 10. The Vasnishin Shilu Tainis Tanan Mishenichtas Av Lamatim B'Simcha.
V'amar Rav B'gemar k'shem sh'nichtas av kach nishlech odar. V'amar papa hilkach. Hai bar Yisrael, d'islay dina b'hadei nofri d'shtabim minei. Okay, v'rambam perkei d'tainis. The Rambam perkei d'tainis. Halach v'av says, mish'nichtas av matim b'simcha. Right? V'lo kosov hadei l'shtabim minei. But it's interesting. The Rambam, you have a Rambam for me? Moed? Muzmanim, right? Mishenichnas av matim besimcha. And then he says, Shabbos shachol, Tisha b'av, Lios besocha, osa. But the Rambam doesn't mention the idea of if you have a din with a god to do it or not. He just says mamatim b'simcha, and then he says shavu shachalbo, you can't take a haircut and do washing, etc. So it's interesting that he says the din mishenichnas av mamatim b'simcha, but he doesn't say hilchach. The hilchach, which is l'chor, that's the ikar din. But what's the tangible difference? Shenichtas av matim b'simcha is that you should try to schedule your grief with a non-Jew, whatever you might have, not in the off. Omnam b'Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Tisha B'Av hosi v'kosov hadil l'shabbi. So in Hilchas Tisha B'Av in Shulchan Aruch, it says that you should have a din. You should try not to have a din, to avoid a din with a guy in Av. Oh no, Milchus Megillah lo kosov a Rambam v'lo haShulchan Aruch had the Marbe v'Simcha v'lo dahal nolimtzei nolnochri, and it doesn't say the idea of trying to get, if you have a guy, so Dafka try to have the din in Adar. Amagadav Rami Viel v'tzarch li'day li'datam l'hashmatazu. So he says that we have to have a reason for this omission. You should have a reason for the omission. The Rambam does not say. Adar, he leaves out completely. He doesn't even say Mishinichnas Adar Marvin Mesimcha. And certainly he doesn't say that you should litigate. In Av, at least, he brings down Mishenichnas Av Mamatim Simcha in terms of, but he doesn't speak about litigation. Nothing. We told you, that's why I had nothing to Xerox. So this is his pshat. The Nirlani is, so who's the, let me ask you a question. Who is the Baal Memra, says Mishenichnas Av Mamatim B'Simcha? Who? Who is it? Amar Rav Yudabrei, the Rav Shmuel Vashelis, Mishmei the Rav. So Rav is the one, it's in the name of Rav. He is the one who is the Baal Memra of this statement. Nirlani is dated the Rav Latamei. He says Rav is Lishitosu. The Sefer Lein Command Omar Kol Chodesh Adar Kol Chodesh Av Oser Brechitzva Velas Noigro. That Rav Shita is based on Tosus. At least that's what he's quoting. That the whole month of Av, you can't do rechitza the whole month. Behind the timer, the darsh commander Omar vishbati chodsha. That was that pasuk in Hosea that we saw originally. That the whole month vishbati chodsha, the whole chodesh doesn't have any what, any simcha. The whole chodesh, page 11. Noig avelis imkain hachanami darshin le'inyan simchas adar. So therefore, just like Rav paskin that the whole chodesh of Av, you can't do rechitza, etc. So too, when the pasuk in Megillas Esther says Achodesh Asher Nepach Miyogan L'Simcha is referring to what? Chodesh of Adar. Ulai Osur Behesped. Ulkol Apachas Mitzvah L'Smoch. But he says that we don't pasuk like that. Omnom Onon Kaimalom Kamad Omar the Shabbat Shachal Tisha B'Mesoka No Agaveus. Darshini Hishpati Shabbato V'Lo Chodesha. We darshin the what? Only the Shabbos, only that week. Moshe Kosev called the Tosis of Megillah. Kein hu adin ba'odar. In other words, lo darshinan. We don't. In other words, we don't. In other words, even the pasuk says chodesh. We don't darshin the word chodesh. Chodesh could just mean the week. This is the month that the week falls out. But the main thing is just the week of. So Rav is the one who darshan chodshad what? The whole chodesh. By Av, so who did by? So Rav is l'shitasov. And when it says chodesh, it doesn't just mean the chodesh that this week falls in. It means the whole month has the nihugim. But we don't paskin like that. In Kain, who adin ba'odar, lo darshin and v'chodesh and nebach. The cave of the Lochina Chodesh should aim on the Hosif Simcha, Filo Meshavua Shechal Purim, the Shabbos of Oksiv Bepurim. So he says like this. Look what he says. He says, Rav, the one who says, Min Shenechnas Av Matim Simcha Nishna Adar, that's Rav. Rav holds that there's an Isserichitza to spores the whole month of Av. So therefore he darshins Chodesh the whole month of Adar. But we hold that what? That you only darshan what? The week. And the week is only in Hosea. By Purim, it's not even a din of the week. Because we don't have a word in by Purim that says Shabbat. So by Purim, it's only Purim. So b'meila what? It's shaloka halacha. You know, there was a famous thing, Mishenichnas Adar, Marvin Besimcha, Chasam Sofer says, is Shalom Kahalacha. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. And it's only Rav Lashitaso who says that. What? Bathing. Yeah, bathing. Ulfiza. Madis nam the gasnisim shenichnas av matim besimcha meisel a Rambam. So what's pshat of the Rambam? Why does the Rambam bring it down? He brings it down by Av. So he says no, that means something else. That statement of the Gemara we don't paskin like. It's but we do paskin leinu sheim bonim beis chasnus ba'avodik yishal malachim. Before the parak hamid of Megillah, Gabi Rav Nata and the Tia Bepur. Mizel Shul Shaiach Ba'odir Marvin. Shabonim Venotim Pshita Kol Hashon Anami. Rav Yom Tur Bizlai Chidusha Shafil Malachim Shenogu Isu Malachim Kol Mokum Bonim Bin Shul Simcha. Shabohi Lahav Yimatzi Lasuye Hafti Rav Marvin Besimcha. So he says that so we don't hold from one thing we do hold by that it's a din in so by Av. We don't hold Mishenichtas Av Matim B'Simcha, so what is he saying? So why does the Rambam? So I thought we don't hold from this whole statement, right? So why does the Rambam bring the Av thing? He shouldn't bring the Av thing either. So he says, "Hayin le'inyan she'ein bonim beis chasnus." In other words, they used to have a concept of a base chasnus, which meant they would build a certain tent for the chasana, and the whole people would be there the whole week. But you have to realize, I said this a lot when I was teaching Subas several years ago. In the time of Chazal, you go to a wedding, it was a week investment. means that you were part of this thing for a week. That's what it means. It's not like today. You go to a wedding, you're there for 2-3 hours. You think you were there a lot. That's nothing. In the time of, they built a special tent, and everyone was in that tent for the whole week celebrating. So that's what a Beis Chasnas. So he says you shouldn't build a Beis Chasnas in the month of Av. So look on Gimel in the footnote. Haynu de kavodas haRambam shem matim b'simcha kedover she'eino avelus she'ein mishaskimo. In other words, it means it's not something that if you wouldn't build it, it's not avelus. The simcha l'chud v'dine avelus l'chud. No, it's not. The matim b'simcha can mean two things. One is that you have to have avelus. So that's how Rav interpreted it. That you have to have a veil, you can't do rechitza the whole month, etc. But then there's a concept, so the Rambam learned what it means is, not that there's a veilus, there's only a veilus on the Shavuot Shachalvo. But there's also a concept of not being osik and simcha. So the Rambam just used that phrase of Rav. He doesn't possibly like Rav. Because Rav learned that phrase, l'gabi aveilus, that there should be a veilus for the whole month. He's saying, no, all you should, that month means you shouldn't be, the matim of simcha, you shouldn't do things of simcha. What are things of simcha? Building a chassid, a tent. Now, so why do we bring it by Purim, that in Adar, you should? The answer is because in Adar, you can always build a chassid, a thing. That has been in Adar. You know? So when it comes to Av, there's an opinion that says you shouldn't do melacha during the month, you know, because it'll take you away from the avelus. So he's saying when it comes to Av, you shouldn't do things of simcha. But by other, Rebbe not up the Tia B'Pur. So why do we bring that? Because there's no chiddush that you're allowed to plan. You can always plan. So it's not really a din in other. The fact that you can't build a midrash of simcha in Av, that's something of significance. That's a halach. What would be the halach by Purim? Listen, the halach by Purim, so you say, you can build that the whole year. So maybe he leaves that rock. Then he says, Hilchah Chai Bar Yisrael, this is supposed to be quite a well. Ram is going to the rock story. So the Mela, since there's no Mela, he's tiny, then they go up. Or the Rambam, there's no Mela. So if you want to have the Torah, the Mela, the Mela, you need to have an Aspar. So the Rambam told me that you shouldn't do things of Simcha. That you should do. But to say that it's a time of Avelus and it's a bad mazel, he doesn't possibly. So the Avelus, he leaves out the concept of not going to the lot, the court in Av. Even though he brings Ramat to the Simcha. The Ramat to the Simcha is only the Gabay that you should build the, you know, Simcha Dikim thing. The Shulchan Aruch, Kashash was Sakanta. So the Shulchan Aruch was Mat. I'll tell you, if you never saw this, you have to see this. Okay? There's a clip. Who showed it to me? Somebody here showed it to me. Of the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, the Golden Zatzal, with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Fascinating clip. And whatever, it's fascinating. You gotta listen to it. But one of the things he asked the Rebbe, you know, talking about bad mazel, some people don't like to fly during so he asked the Rebbe, I think he had a flight for Shivosa Batamus, and he asked the Rebbe, should he quit? Can he cancel the flight? That was his question to the Rebbe. That was later on. The main question was something else. Fascinating thing about supporting his son's pilot.
Not a, so, a, but H. Simmons.
But then you can tie the note. Maybe the pshat is that these months, this month has a bad month, not that good for us. It has bad for them. So who says that it's because it's good for us? Maybe it's because it's bad for the Amalekim. Shemar Rei Mazel the Amalekim Gor. The whole Gor is Mazel of Israel. The Ein Mazel left. So maybe the pshat is that Ein Mazel Israel. So what's the shot? So why did this happen? But it's bad mouth. Because they have a bad mouth. Well, he says, Abel Hashda, Israel, they made Lumos, Shonos. But here, in these are two different nations got destroyed. Amalek and the Tribe. So Beit Lumos, Shonos, and Tribe, Amalek and the Tribe. So what is this? So then it can't be then. Bad luck month for the Amalekim because it happened to try and do. So it must be that what's the Tarashavet? Tarashavet is they both wanted to start up with us and it's a good mazel for us. They seem a good simit for us. They seem to have the very mazel as well. That's what they need to do. Two ways to take Shad Rashi. Either that we have a Chazaka because two times it happened, so that shows that. Not necessarily a good model, but it's a good simon. Or you can say that the pshat is, he wanted a Rashi coming to explain, how do you know that it's because it's good for us? Maybe it's because it's bad for them. So that's why he has to put in form of a paper. He's in the umos. And then he can't say it's a bad luck one for them already, because they haven't won a tribe also. So it must be that it's a good simon for us. So maybe the Shofanar holds that like the sheep is Mazel Yisrael. So that's why Rav Papa. That Yesh Mazel Yisrael. So when we pass the name Mazel Yisrael, that's why the Shofanar trusts it out. But I find the Shofanar Kehani Yakolai, the Ein Mazel Yisrael. Okay, Bishom of Avi, who make us the Bari Mazel, who was old.
Tin Av, you could say that it, maybe it's a Zman that they have a good Mazel. Right? So we shouldn't start up with them. So therefore we don't have it. You know, it's not... But the other maybe takes a little too late. In other words, but by other, who says that we should get involved? Because maybe it's just that a Malik has a bad mazel. Who says the rest of the Umos? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. We need Bria's Mazel Yisrael, Ha'i Mazel Yisrael. Kenil Ani Azai Tehid Yimazel. So this is what he wants to say without being lying too much. Mazel means it's the Kochavim that are Shulchan Aruch. Siddur just means that it's not the Kochavim, it's just the something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in his mind that it's favorable for us. So these are two mahalchim of, you should chazer it over, two mahalchim of why the Shulchan Aruch leaves it out, and how he, you know, the Rambam leaves it out, the Shulchan Aruch leaves it, the Magen Avraham puts it in. But it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch leaves it out, and Dafki puts it in, unless you say like the my old Dvar Shmuel. That's my old Dvar Shmuel. No. Yeah, that the Shulchan Aruch was written by more than one person. That's the Dvar Shmuel. That's how he entered the whole series of the Shulchan Aruch. That the Beit Yosef wrote the whole thing, but when he came to the Shulchan Aruch, he gave it out to different Talmidim. That the Dvar Shmuel said that. And that, I like this Dvar Shmuel. Not everyone liked it. Rabbi Bad Yosef did not like it, but it's Dvar Shmuel. It's not like even. Dvar Shmuel wasn't yesterday. That's who was a cardinal, you understand? Yeah.
What
is
your
practice
that
saying
the
Zachman?
Like,
well,
you can argue that. He has historical things
very soon after the no? Yeah, but did he know historically that was the case? Or he was just,
speculative.
Yeah. I'm very interested in the first two of them. Because they're latent series. So you can try to crack your head open and try to, you know, or you can just say, you know, the Chafetz Chaim son writes to say that the Mishnah Berurah was written by different people. That's how he explains. He says, the reason why the Sira in Shulchan Aruch is this was written by my brother, this was written by my father. This was my father's just there, you know, he gave it out. You do 10 Simanim, you'll do the next 10 Simanim, you'll do the next. Fascinating idea. But it's not. So, and the Rambam, everyone agrees, is written by this one person. So the Rambam is good. The Rambam left out both other. But the Rambam put in. So then you have to explain. Shulchanach left out both. Shulchanach put in Mishnah Shulchanach Mashim, but he doesn't put in Mishnah Shulchanach. Okay, Rabosei, it's fascinating. Bezer Shem Sunday, we'll finish it off, okay? And if you have any Chazar questions, we'll do, but you come on Sunday, okay? Now we're going to take a 2-minute break, do Parsha, and then we'll do Mircha. And then we'll take it from there.